Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Side. Today, I'm Kevin Allen, and back again to talk more about Tales and Tales, the summer reading program for the Iosco-Aranac District Library. Lynn Bigelow. Lynn, welcome back.
Thank you. Good seeing you.
Yeah, time goes by so quick, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
My stars.
It's just faster and faster.
Kicking off the summer, and now we're halfway through it. Now, well, we're kind of halfway through the summer reading program, too.
Yes, but we're starting the best part.
Oh.
Tomorrow's going to be our first live program.
Yeah,
I'm very excited about that.
Who would have thought, right?
I know.
A couple of years ago, we would have just went, well, it's the summer reading program.
But this is, I'm really ready.
So. All right, well, let's start tomorrow. I know this name, Cameron Zavera.
Yeah, he has done programs with us for the last 3 or 4 years, quite a few.
Yeah.
But every time you see him, it's not like the same old, same old. He is he's very funny.
Yeah.
His tricks, or his magic, I should say, leave you wondering, how does he do that? How? But he is good. He is fun. He juggles a lot of our audience participation, and he's just fun.
He is, and where is he going to be and when?
Well, he's going to be at the Parks Library at 10:30 in Oscoda. Then he's going to be at the East Howis. We're going to be out at the Park Pavilion at Bolin there at 2 p.m.
All right.
On Wednesday, he's going to be in Whittemore at 10:30, Plainfield at 2, and Omer at 6.
All right, and then he's got another day. On Thursday.
Oh, I forgot about Thursday.
Yeah,
oh, my. See, this is what happens. Yes. I just thought, well, that Wednesday. I was just thinking that Wednesday's pretty busy. Thursday is all great at 10:30 and Standish at the Northeast Art Center at 2 p.m.
Very good. Then we can move on. I don't know this name. A new act for you? Or has he been?
He's been kind of a limited act because of what he does.
Yeah.
Because some of our programs are going to be outside, we can have Clark Lewis.
Yeah.
It says juggling stunt show, but he is, if you ever go online and see him, he should be called magic. It's just, it amazes me what he does. He does this one thing, he doesn't do it all the time,
mm-hmm.
where he takes regular folding chairs and he does balancing, and he balances like 10 chairs on his chin.
What?
And that's what you say. You say, what? How can this be? He is... Oh, he does juggling. He does this thing called flow arts that just mesmerizes you.
Yeah.
He does a little bit of everything. He does a lot of balancing. And I always wonder, when do you say to yourself, I'm going to take this cylinder, put a board on it, stand on it, and then I'm going to juggle it and do all kinds of things on it. And sometimes maybe I'll put something else on it.
There you go. Yeah.
And he just does it so effortlessly. And he is a lot of fun, too.
Come on and see him. These are 3 days for him also.
Yes, 3 days.
3 days.
Tuesday, he's going to be at the Parks Library at 10:30.
That's July 20th.
Yes, the 20th. And then on the 21st, on a Wednesday, he's going to be at Whittemore at 10:30. Plainfield at 2, and then Thursday, Gray at 10:30, and at the Northeast Art Center in Standish at 2 p.m.
All right. And then I think the last guy we're talking about has been around before, too. Some wacky science.
It's interesting you should say that. Yes, yeah. Doug Shear has been around. We've had him probably for the last, probably 11 out of the last 12 years.
Yeah.
This is wacky science. He's done it before, but he does always, every program is always a little different. And he shouldn't be called Doug Shear. He should be called Wacky
just
Doug.
Wacky Doug.
Because he can be so over the top, but you learn so much, but it is so much fun. I wish.
It's one of those cases where you don't know you're learning something.
Learning, yes. Yeah. And it's fantastic. He's a lot of fun.
All right. Now, he's in August.
Yes. Because of everything going on, this is what happened. So a little special.
Okay.
We have a week off, and then we go with Doug on Tuesday, August 3rd at the Roberts Parks Library in Oscoda at 10:30, East Towas, Bolin Park Pavilion at 2 p.m., Wednesday, Whittemore at 10:30. Oh, I'm sorry, August 4th.
Yeah.
Wednesday, August 4th at Whittemore at 10:30, Plainfield at 2, Omer Little Eagles Nest Library, there's a mouthful, 6 p.m., and Thursday, August 5th, Augray Community Library at 10 a.m., and then the Northeast Art Center at 2 p.m.
There you go.
And then we're done.
How about that? And then we'll be talking like Halloween events?
Yes. I've already got my feelers out for that one.
Oh, it goes by too quick.
Yes,
Tales and Tales, Summer Reading Program, Iosco-Aranac District Library. They can learn more, I would imagine, the website and Facebook, the best place to go.
Yep, IoscoAranacLibrary.org, under our name on Facebook.
Yes.
And if you stop at the branches, we have these bright yellow brochures that tells you everything.
Indeed. Lynn Bigelow from the Iosco-Aranac District Library, who also comes in and tells us everything. Thanks for joining us.
Not always truthful, not everything, but you get me there, Kevin. That's good.